I'm going to buy you a lovely present. A nice red fire extinguisher that will last you 100 years.
Oh, I don't expect to be here for 100 years.
That's all right. Where you're going, you can take it with you.
Hi, this is Keith, your host, and it's time for the Retro Radio Podcast.
Mary, what are you laughing at?
I don't know, I'm tired.
The Retro Radio Podcast, the Internet's best-kept secret source for your favorite old-time radio shows.
Oh, what a character!
Now located at retro-otr.com. Visit us today and leave us a comment. Email us feedback. We'd love to hear from you.
If you have any questions about the inside of radio that you wish answered on the air, write a letter to us.
Hey, everybody. This is Keith. And today we have another show from Jack Benny. It's going to be one of those old classics. What's the date on this show?
This is from January 6th, 1935, The Count of Monte Gillo.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, one thing I wanted to mention really quick is we've actually had a couple people register on our homepage. Thank you very much. What that means is if you register for the homepage, it will allow you to freely make comments to any of these shows that might catch your attention and you might want to leave me a note about, because I would sure appreciate hearing from our listeners. It also lets you into our social networking site that we have built onto the page. And generally what will happen if someone registers is the webmaster gets a note and he sends off a little automatic message just to say hi. And then usually myself will also send out a friend request to the newly registered person, and all that just doesn't really mean a lot other than saying hi. Anyway, enjoy the show. We'll try to add some extra bonus tracks on here because it'll be another short one. Most of these between 1932 through 1936 or so are a little on the short side because of whoever transcribed them many moons ago decided to chop off songs. Not that I'm not guilty of fast-forwarding to a song here and there, but I'd rather leave them in and give the listener the opportunity to fast-forward them if they want or listen if they want. Anyway, let's get on with the show, and away we go.
Here's Cab Calloway. From 1935, I Ain't Got Nobody.
Nobody cares.
Behind the Mic presents one of the most versatile character actors in radio. When a radio director is casting a show and he wants a man who can play a Scotchman in one part of the show and a pack of wolves in another, he probably hires our next guest. You might have heard him as the villain on the Dick Tracy program one night and as a funny voice on the Fred Allen show another. As a matter of fact, he plays so many parts that I suggest you be mighty careful about swatting a moth in your closet. It just might be Charlie Cantor. Charlie, exactly what kind of dialects do you do?
Well, Monsieur McNamee, I can do a French dialect like this if you prefer. I can also play the part of a blooming cockney from East End with pearl buttons. And if you don't like that, well, doggone, bless my ass, British from Memphis, I can stand here with my bare feet hanging out and talk like this here.
Or I can talk a little like I've just been kissing the blimey stone.
But maybe you like a little Italian by then, eh, like this? Then I can play the Scotchman, like the Scotchman who went to the dentist and asked how much to pull my tooth. And the dentist says $2, and the Scotchman said, okay, here's a buck, just loosen it.
And Charlie, I suppose you speak English, too.
My friend, you're asking, so I'm telling. You can take everything away, but don't take away my Yankee accent.
You not only do dialects, but you also play those two popular little characters on the Fred Allen show.
You mean the dopey man who talks something like this, yeah.
And the little man who talks way up here like this, yeah.
Yes, I do, Graham.
Well, a couple of weeks ago, Charlie, we had a man on this program who impersonates animals.
Yeah, what does he do?
He impersonates animals, Charlie. Do you also impersonate animals?
Well, yes, Graham, for comedy purposes. For instance, on one program, I was called upon to do a lovesick chicken, which sounded something like this. And once I was called upon to do a parrot, which sounded something like this.
Hello, buddy, 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 buddy. Hello.
Another week, I was called upon to do a hen laying an egg, and it sounded something like this.
I wonder how a program sounds when it lays an egg, Charlie.
Well, I hope I never find out.
Besides playing dialects and characters on shows, what other unusual things do radio directors call upon you to do?
Well, lots of things, Graham. For instance, I'm generally called upon to do funny laughs. One show, I had to do the laugh of a man who was looking over the shoulder of another man who was reading the funnies in the subway, and as the paper doesn't belong to him, it was a sort of a repressed laugh like this. Then there's the timid laugh that I have to do at times like this. And then, still another comedy show, I had to do a laugh like a man who was waiting outside of the delivery room in a hospital. His wife is expecting a baby. The nurse comes out and tells him it's a boy. Also a girl. Another boy. Oh.
Folks, when I said he was versatile, I wasn't kidding. Charlie, just out of curiosity, did you have any theatrical experience before you got into radio?
Well, Graham, I've been in radio 11 years, but I did play in vaudeville for quite some time. When I was in school...
High school?
Well, I won't say it was college, but my brother was a vaudevillian, and he had a comedy act. During the summer, he used to fire his straight man, and I'd substitute for his straight man for 8 weeks, and in that way, make my school tuition expenses for the whole year. And do you know who the first straight man my brother fired to make room for me was?
No, who?
Archie Leach, who is now better known as Cary Grant.
So Cary Grant was fired so you could take his place.
That's right, Graham.
Well, is there any chance of RKO doing that to Cary now?
No. Oh, I wouldn't let him, Graham. Gosh, I wouldn't let him railroad me into that.
No.
I'd hate to play those mushy love scenes opposite Loretta Young or Myrna Loy or Teddy Lamar.
Oh.
No, 1,000 times no.
All right, keeper, I'll come quietly.
Thank you, Charlie Cantor.
Don't touch that dial. There's excitement galore coming up in the next hour when you'll hear the police commissioner of Midland City tell his secretary...
I think I'm going to lunch.
During another exciting episode of Chicken Man...
He's everywhere!
The most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
Chicken Man is a copyrighted feature, presented courtesy of the Retro Radio Podcast.
Chicken Man debuts in July 2010.
Now for our featured presentation.
The Jell-O program, starring Jack Benny with Don Bester. Don Bester and his crew opens the program. Don Bester, the orchestra, and the orchestra opens the program with Anything Goes from the Broadway show Anything Goes. And now that I'm on the air in the year 1935, I present to you that 35. I present to you that famous, that well-known, a fellow whom you all, a man that's,
Never mind, Don. Hello again, this is Jack Benny with my New Year headache gone and raring to go. Say, I haven't seen you since last Sunday, Don. Did you have any fun New Year's?
Oh, I had a marvelous time, my friends tell me.
What did you do? Why, what did you do?
Well, I remember leaving for Boston New Year's Eve.
And then?
A bellboy woke me up in Philadelphia yesterday.
Well, that's what I call celebrating.
Now, what'd you do on New Year's Eve, Jack?
Oh, I had a lot of fun, Don. I bought a tin horn and blew it unmercifully.
Oh, that must be exciting. Didn't you go anyplace?
Certainly. I walked up and down Broadway all evening.
Oh, why Broadway?
Well, it's so reasonable, Don. No cover charge.
Oh, I see. Well, Jack, didn't you have anything to drink?
Heaven, yes. I stopped in the first drugstore I saw, and I had 3 orangeades. Then I got silly and had 2 more.
Well, there's no harm in those drinks.
No, Don, but I started mixing them with frosted chocolate. And, oh, boy, wow!
Was anybody with you?
Oh, sure, Bester was with me. You should have seen him. Was he dizzy?
Yeah, well, what did he drink?
Well, he ordered a cherry phosphate and kept revolving around on the stool.
And did I have my hands full getting him home. How about it, Bester?
Yippee.
And then about 10 o'clock, we went up to Roseland and had a couple of dances.
Well, where were you when, at 12, when the whistles were blowing?
Oh, I was in bed by that time. You can't keep that pace up all night.
Hello, Jack.
Hey, how are you?
Fine. Say, Jack, is January 6th a holiday?
No, Mary.
Then I guess I'll tear up this home.
Yeah, do that. Where were you New Year's Day, Mary? Did you go anyplace?
Sure, I went to Jersey City 10 times.
To Jersey City 10 times?
Yes, I fell asleep on the ferry boat.
Well, where were you on New Year's Eve?
I was over at my uncle's house. You ought to see the place, Jack. He's very rich.
Why, Mary, I didn't know that you had a rich uncle.
Sure, he bought a 12-cylinder car the day before New Year's and threw it away the next day.
Threw away a 12-cylinder car?
Yes, he just wanted to use the horn on New Year's Eve.
Oh. Yeah?
You want to buy a bulldog?
No.
Okay, Mr. Benny.
Say, Mary. Mary, come here. Listen, I still don't know what to get Don Bester for Christmas.
Did you find out what he likes?
Yes, he likes ice skating.
Well, why don't you get him a cake of ice?
It's a fine present, huh?
Well, here I am, fit as a fiddle and high-strung as a harp.
Ah! Here comes Mr. Parker in person, not a movie.
Hello, Jack.
Hello, Parker. Say, where did you go last Monday night?
No place. I just stayed home, read a book.
You stayed home? Why, everybody was out celebrating, making whoopee.
Why?
Why? It was New Year's Eve.
That's funny. Nobody told me anything about it.
Why, Frank, didn't you hear the excitement, the noise out in the street?
Oh, I thought it was the mice in my apartment. I moved out.
Hey, you killed a good joke, Frank.
Yeah.
Take it again. Well, listen, Frank, in about 6 months from now, if you hear any firecrackers, you'll know it's the 4th of July.
I'll mark that down.
And if you see a chicken lay an egg, you'll know it's Easter.
That's right. That's right. And if you hear Mary reciting a poem, you'll know it's Labor Day. These holidays come to you through the courtesy of Jell-O with its 6 delicious flavors and it tastes twice as good as ever before.
Yes, and the day Wilson doesn't eat Jell-O, you'll know it's Yom Kippur. Yeah?
Does your brother want to buy a bulldog?
I haven't got a brother.
Okay, Mr. Benny.
Say, Jack.
What is it, Betsy?
I want you to listen to this next number we're going to play because we have a new man in the orchestra.
A new man? Which one?
That violinist there on the end.
Oh, you mean the one with the mustache?
Yeah, that's him.
Gee, that's a cute mustache he's got. Looks like he swallowed Mickey Mouse and left the tail sticking out. Sure does. What are you going to play, Don?
I'm going to play Some of These Days.
Go ahead, Don. I'll listen. Gee, I wish I knew what to get that guy for Christmas. That was Don Besser and his new man in A Moment of Melody. Now, tonight, ladies and gentlemen, at the same popular prices with Smoking in the Loges, or wherever your radio is located, we are offering you another one of our dramatic plays in that great immortal classic, The Count of Monte Cristo. Great immortal classic, The Count of Monte Cristo.
That's Cristo, Jack.
Quiet, Mary. I know what I'm doing. Most of you are familiar with this famous play of the French Revolution by Alexander Dumas, or Dumas, who wrote such other great hits as The Count of Jean Tunney and The Discount of Gimbal's Basement. We have with us tonight the original cast, all except Napoleon, who is making a personal appearance in Waterloo this week. Now, you people who have seen this play will recall how Edward Dante, the sailor, was wrongfully accused of being a spy by a rival lover, Mondego, and was thrown into a dungeon where he remained for 14 years with the same sponsor. After making his escape with the aid of a fellow prisoner who gave him a map of a treasure island, our hero, Edward Dante, discovers the treasure, gets even with his enemies, and is signed for another picture by the Warner Brothers, who also have a treasure island in Hollywood. The part of Sailor Edward Dante will be played by a promising young actor called Jacques Benny. Mercedes, his sweetheart, will be played by Miss Cece Livingston. And the part of Mondego will be played by Monsieur Francois Parker. This play in two acts and four scenes will go on immediately after the next number, which will be sung by Monsieur Parker. Are you ready, Francois?
Oui, oui, monsieur.
Wait a minute, that's pronounced wee wee.
Well, why don't they spell it right?
Yeah?
If you had a brother, would he want to buy a bulldog?
No.
Okay, Mr. Benny.
Sing, Frank. What does he want, anyway? That was With Every Breath I Take, sung by Frank Parker, whose breath still reminds me of New Year. And now for our play, The Count of Monte Cristo. The opening scene is a ballroom in Marseille, France, the year 1805 at 9 p.m., or 1806 daylight saving time. Curtains. Music dance. Ah, mademoiselle, I could dance with you forever.
You shake a mean hip, sailor. What's your name?
Edward Dante. And your name, may I ask?
Mercedes.
Mercedes what?
Mercedes Ginsburg, the apple of Paris.
Ah, Mercedes, you are beautiful. Your eyes sparkle like rare jewels in the sunlight. Your lips are as red as a rose that blooms but for a day. Ah, Mercedes, you are divine.
Thanks, Toots. I can take it.
Well, this dance was over all too soon. How about the next one?
Okay, sailor.
Pardon me a moment. I'll go out and get two more dance tickets. I'll be right back.
Hello, Mercedes. I see you're pretty sweet on that sailor.
What of it, Mondego?
Well, that fellow's a foreigner and a dangerous spy.
He is not.
Yes, he is, and I'll take care of him.
What are you going to do?
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll have him arrested and thrown in the dungeon for the rest of his life. As sure as my name is Frank P. Mondego.
Well, Mercedes,
Mercedes. Here I am.
Come on, Edward. Let's dance.
Oh! Stop that music! Are you Edward Dantes?
That's me. Want my autograph?
No, no. You're under arrest.
What for?
For carrying papers in your pocket detrimental to the safety of this government.
Oh, those papers are nothing. Just a few jokes I jotted down for next Sunday's program.
That's even worse.
Oh, yeah?
Follow the Imperial Guard. You're headed for the Chateau d'If.
Wait, boys. You can't take him away. Here's your hat, Jack. I'll write you every day.
Don't worry, Mercedes, my love. It's nothing at all. I'll be right back.
That's what you think. Forward! Hot!
Yeah?
Now do you want to buy a bulldog?
No.
Okay, Mr. Benny.
And now we take you to the Chateau d'If, on a small island off the coast of France. This place is not operated by the Sadler people.
Oh! Here we are. Get in there.
Looks like a one-way street to me. Say, what?
This is the...
Say, what?
This is...
Say, what place is this?
This is the Dungeon Plaza. What can I do for you?
Oh, I only want to sleep for the night. My lawyer gets here from Tropical.
You're a permanent guest here. Get me?
Then give me something with a...
Give me something with a
southern exposure.
You'll get exposure.
Say, who am I to argue under these conditions? I hope they put me on the football team. Is there a bath in the room?
You'll get a bath when we throw you in the ocean.
Saltwater bathing. I love it.
Bellboy?
Bellboy?
Throw him to his room.
On you. We're very strict here. Looks like I'm going to have a nice rest here.
Come on.
Nice rest here.
Come on, get going.
Where's my room?
On the fourth floor.
Four flights up?
No, four flights down. Your name from now on is 37.
That's a nice name. Edward 37.
Come on. Forward!
Say, wait a minute. Can I write...
I'll write it for you. What is it?
Play, Don.
That was Don Besser and his orchestra coming to you from the grill room of the Chateau d'If. The next scene finds Edward Dantes in the dungeon 10 years later.
They double-crossed me, eh? They can't do this to me. Hey, keeper, did you inform my attorney? I get it. This silence down here is driving me mad. Bah, nothing but four walls and spiders. And go talk to them.
Here's your food.
Tenderloin steak again with mushrooms. Keep it. Why don't you fellas talk to me? Talk to me, I say. This silence is driving me crazy. Why don't you talk to me? Say something.
Jell-O has that new extra rich fruit flavor and it tastes twice as good as ever before. You can get it in all six delicious flavors.
Let me out of here, I say. Let me out, I say. Is there no end to this torture?
Telegram for number 37.
Here, boy, give it to me quick. Maybe it's for my attorney. For Mercedes. He says, having heard of your death, I have just married Mondego. Send presents to Empire Hotel, Niagara Falls. So they told her I was dead, eh?
I've got to get out of here. Let me out, I say. Let me out.
What's that? What's that? I could have sworn I heard the voice of Mercedes. Mercedes, where are you? That is her voice. I must be going crazy.
What's the difference as long as you're healthy?
Let me out! Let me out!
Gee, I'm tired. What's that? I'll signal, find out who that is. He answered me. I'll try it again. Ah, that's music to my ears. This phone is loose. I'll pull it out and see who's in there. Hello. Who are you?
I've spent 30 years chiseling my way here. Is this the First National Bank?
No.
Then I've been wasting my time.
Just let that be a lesson to you. Have you been here long?
60 years.
How old are you?
61.
You must have been a bad little baby.
Come, follow me. I've made tunnels to every cell in this prison.
Did you have anything to do with the Holland Tube?
No, I've never been in Holland. Come, I'll take you to my dungeon, and there we'll have luncheon.
I hate to be spongin', but where is your dungeon?
But the man worthwhile is the one who can smile when everything goes dead wrong.
Mary, you're spoiling the play.
Who can spoil less?
Come, follow me. This way. Now, look at this. We're nearly there.
I'm right behind you.
Now, here we are. This is my cell.
You got quite a nice place.
Yes. And you and I are going to get out of here if it takes 100 years.
See if we can make it 50.
You see this file?
Yes.
I hide it under my pillow. This night, I hide in my toothpaste. And this piano...
I know, you hide it in your beard.
No, in my hair.
What?
Hair.
I don't get that.
Hair. What's on your head?
And I... Ice bag. I'm not over New Year's yet.
Listen, how did you get here?
Jake sent me.
Now, listen carefully. I built a tunnel leading to the ocean, which was to escape.
You did?
Yes, and I have a map here of an island where a treasure is hidden. I want you to take this map.
Why don't you take it?
Because later in this scene, I expect to get hit with some rocks. And I'll die.
You will?
Sure.
Didn't you see the picture?
Oh, yes.
We have no time to lose. Come, follow me.
Quiet. Who's that?
Must be one of our comrades trying to escape. We must help him.
All right, pull that stone away. Who's there?
If you find the treasure, will you buy a bulldog?
No, I don't want a bulldog.
Okay, Mr. Dandy.
Push that stone back. Now, come on, pal. There's no time to be lost. Let's get going.
Let me lead the way through this tunnel.
All right. I'll crawl right behind you.
Quiet. Are you all right?
Yes. When are you going to get hit with the rock?
Any minute now.
Well, hurry up. What's that? What's that? Who are you?
Oh, just a bat flying around.
Gee, it's dark in here. Can you see where you're going?
Yes, it won't be long now. We'll be out of here in 7 years.
We've got to get out tonight. This is not a cereal. Wait. There's someone crawling towards us. Give me a gun. Lay low. Hello there.
Hello, friend.
Oh, you're trying to get away too, huh?
No, I was looking for the Bronx subway and I got lost.
Well, quiet. Come on with us. We're going to find a hidden treasure and we'll all be rich.
Hey, who are you, anyhow?
I'm Edward Dante, the sailor. And who are you?
Popeye, the sailor.
I want you to meet my friend, George Bernard Shaw.
How do you do?
Thank you.
Now follow us. Follow us and be quiet.
Here come the rocks now. Goodbye and carry on.
Goodbye.
Regards to my first wife.
The next scene takes place 7 years later, where we find Edward Dantes on the island searching for the hidden treasure.
Here we are, Popeye. Look at this map. This must be the spot.
Look, look. Here's a trap door.
Then this must be the place. Open that door.
This is heavy here.
Let me help you. Right down these steps, Popeye. Follow me.
Look at all those boxes there. Look, look.
That must be the treasure. Ay, 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 ay.
Hey, that's my line. Ay, 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 ay.
Now look at Popeye. Open that box first. See what's in it.
For heaven's sake.
What is it?
It's Jell-O.
Jell-O?
Yes, it's raspberry.
Strawberry.
Cherry. Orange.
Lemon and lime. The world is mine. I am now the Count of Monte Jell-O.
Well, what are we waiting for? Play it down.
We've been settling up the books for 1934, and we find that Jell-O owes you folks a vote of thanks. You certainly have shown us your appreciation of these programs, and you've shown it in a highly practical way by going right out and buying Jell-O. Naturally, we're pleased that you've enjoyed our programs enough to insist upon our products when you buy your dessert. And one thing we know, that you've enjoyed Jell-O, too. And now, if you've had a good time tonight, here's a suggestion for tomorrow night for dinner. A combination mold of sunny orange Jell-O and sea green lime Jell-O. All six Jell-O flavors are deliciously rich and colorful, and this is a special flavor combination we know you'll like. Now, thank you again, all of you, for your friendly allegiance to Jell-O.
That was the last number of the 13th program in the new Jell-O series. We'll be with you again at the same time next Sunday night. I hope to see all my Pittsburgh listeners when I open up the Stanley Theater there next Friday.
I'm going with you, Jack. I'm writing a poem all about Pittsburgh.
That's the only thing I'm afraid of. Yeah?
Hey, Mr. Fenton, what have you got against Waldorf?
Nothing. Good night, folks.
The selection With Every Breath I Take is from the show Here Is My Heart and Say When from the production Say When.
Presented by the Retro Radio Podcast, retro-otr.com.
Goodbye.